And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. I mean, on radio, it goes from Huntsville all the way over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to, yes, indeed, what we now get to call, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio part. That's not to mention the fact that we got streaming going everywhere right now. You can pick it up from rightsidemedia.org. You can pick it up from our YouTube channel. You can pick it up from, I mean, goodness, we're all over the place. As proof of which, I now bring you a text from Matthew from Washington. Ta-da! You like the segue there?
I do. That was nice.
Matthew from Washington, we appreciate you. He says, hello, Phil and JP. Matthew from Washington checking in with y'all. Great program as usual all week long. Happy Friday. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Oh, by the way, he said, I ordered my Right Side merchandise. Can't wait to wear it up here and watch the fireworks, LOL. He says, y'all keep on rocking. Y'all continue to keep me focused, and we're determined to finish up what we need to do to get back home. Matthew, blessings on you out there on the left coast. You are definitely at the Alamo, but we are glad you are part of the Right Side Ruffian community. And yeah, man, you have a great weekend too. And I'm excited about him wearing, a Right Side t-shirt or whatever merch he got.
And the deeply liberal blue Washington, they need some light in there. So
just go on in there like a champ at your next board meeting, drinking from a Right Side mug. Which brings up a point. I guess I need to point this out. We do have a merch store. So if you want t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, stickers, or for that matter, you want one of our bin shot glasses that has a 308 round embedded in the glass while it says Right Side Media Bulletproof Influence on the side of it, it's engraved in the glass. Very cool. Check it out. You can find it all at the Right Side Media shop on rightsidemedia.org, along with everything else. To include, today's Friday, so we got the latest podcast up from Birdman, right?
Yep.
Birdman, who does his conservative commentary with the backdrop being gaming and high-tech, came out today.
This is talking about Microsoft's response to the tariffs, which you can imagine is not very nice.
Okay.
So go check it out.
Birdman can usually nail it. All right, let me do this. I'm going to jump on in with Dipper number two. Coming up top of the hour, we'll switch over to do a little sports with JP, but right now, listen, every once in a while, we coin a phrase around here and it just sticks. We just have our own lexicon, our own dictionary, the Right Side vernacular, if you will. And one of those words that we like to say is when you see something happening in an official capacity and it makes absolutely no sense and it needs to get rectified right away, what you're looking at is at least a pile of jackassery. Yes. So you may wind up burning up that sound effect here in that 2 minutes. Here's one for you. Daily Caller. Dateline yesterday, 2 days ago. The FBI recently reportedly ordered the reassignment of several agents who were photographed kneeling at George Floyd protests. What in God's name? So first of all, let's get this. Let's picture this. You're at the FBI. You investigate crime. So you go to the protests, maybe you're there to, I don't know, help secure the streets, but instead you go to the total performative, you know, virtue signaling mode and decide to kneel down with the protesters. Well, the FBI under Kash Patel is having none of it. So the picture was captured with these agents who were kneeling during a 2020 protest after George Floyd's death. The Bureau told the Daily Caller, it's our standard practice to decline to comment on personnel matters. Okay. The reassignments, though, are being seen as demotions within the FBI. Before the kneeling agent incident, it says a group of agents were guarding federal buildings and monuments when they were, quote, confronted by a group of protesters, prompting them to kneel to reduce tensions. Let me make something real clear. These protesters, the liberal left, they do not want you to kneel. They want you to kneel and never get up. So once you've knelt the first time, they will expect more. They don't understand the idea of there being a limit to what they will demand. Ask for an inch, they will take a mile, and then they want the next mile after it. This is asinine. This is, to me, this is the height of jackassery right there. But I'm glad that we're actually seeing, oh, by the way, these guys getting reassigned. Like, okay, that's how you think your job is? You think your job right now is to walk out to places where dangerous things are happening and they're actually violently protesting the federal building, and you think your role is to kneel down? How about this? You just got reassigned. Shabam.
Can I just add?
Yeah.
I was a little bit upset to see how out of shape those FBI agents were, so that we have FBI agents who are in.
Is there a picture of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can you please bring that picture to the live screen? I've not seen it.
I'll go find him.
Go find it while I'm doing this next story, and then we'll come back to it. Just keep your jackassery button at hand, all right? Red State. RedState.com. I hold a story in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Marco Rubio, they had a Donald Trump's administration is very transparent. They're out there all the time in the public eye. They're not hiding. They're not doing things in the back alleys. Donald Trump celebrated his first 100 days with a cabinet meeting, televised for an hour and a half. Every cabinet member made a report. One story we already knew about, he said, but it is still chilling to hear. It's when former President Joe Biden was actually spying on Americans. Listen to this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he comes to the meeting, right? He lays out the fact that there was a department at state, where he's, of course, now the Secretary of State. There was a department at state whose job it was to comb through the personal lives and thoughts of citizens to look for what they consider to be radicalism. Marco Rubio says there's someone in the President Trump's cabinet meeting right now that was being monitored. Well, I don't know which one of the members of the cabinet it was. I suspect it was Tulsi Gabbard, because we know for a fact that she was put on the no-fly list at one point. But he said there's at least one person at this table today who had a dossier on them in that building. Can you imagine the gall of this? This is like looking back to the old, you know, the Hoover days, or J. Edgar Hoover, you know, building files on people in D.C. and building files on people in Hollywood. The McCarthy era, where they, you know, called people in, and even though we don't like communism, the fact is it's still America, right? And that they were being called on the carpet to come and testify as to why they believed what they believed. And now we're finding out that under the Biden administration, that not only were they worried about censoring you, they were actually absolutely 100% on board with the idea of actually building a file on you. That's maddening. That is some serious jackassery right there. Did you find that picture? All right, so go ahead and put it up right now. So it'll take a few seconds before I can see it on my screen because I got a delay. But yeah, so, okay, so we had a story a moment ago. How many how many of these protesters, I mean, the FBI guys were actually transferred, do you know? Reassigned.
I do not know how many were reassigned, but in this picture, there's like, what, seven or eight of them?
Wow. There they are, actually wearing their FBI vests. It wasn't even like they were wearing coat and tie, and they could. And then, of course, what's the one of them doing wearing the mask and the, I mean, she's like she's trying to be incognito and it ain't working.
No.
So we got one, two, three, four. Yeah, so there's one in the back. You're right. I'm not sure how in the world. I don't think she's chasing anybody down anytime soon.
I would say I don't want to be mean, but you are an FBI agent. You are in there to protect me. And if you can't even pass a physical test, then I'm sorry.
I feel certain that she borrowed the vest from somebody. And she's sort of cosplaying her role, and she's actually like a technician or something.
I hope that's the case. It's amazing.
She's the one that brings the donuts. But the truth is, what we're looking at right now is a picture. It's up on our live stream. If you're watching it on YouTube or on any of our social media outlets or anything else, there they are, FBI agents, who now all, by the way, find themselves reassigned. Too bad for their luck. There's just some things you just don't do. How about this? Protect and to serve, right? To serve. What's their motto? Serve and protect?
Serve and protect.
Serve and protect. It's hard to do that when you're on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Here's one for you. I love the fact that there are any number of stupid things that are being repealed. Did you know, and if you listen to Right Side for any of a minute, you may have heard that Biden had a lot of green energy ideas. Biden signed, at least his auto pen did, signed a whole lot of executive orders related to green energy. Like, for instance, we had something that basically changed all the standards on your appliances. And all of a sudden, people's refrigerators, their heat pumps, their air conditioning units, their dishwashers, their clothes washers, even their toilets, even their shower heads, All these things had new certifications, labeling, and enforcing requirements. There were like 20 different household and commercial products that we install in our house that are considered an everyday part of building a new house now in America that were regulated to the point that they were less efficient, but they were green approved. That is the jackassery. So you can hit it now. That's the jackassery. But the rescue is that the U.S. Senate just passed a joint resolution to repeal the standards by a margin of 52 to 46. Almost on a party line vote, but apparently we had somebody swung over. But I'm just looking at this thinking, it's amazing what we just dodged by getting out of the Biden-Harris era.
I wonder how many of the people in the Biden administration actually abided by what they were saying.
I don't know. Do you remember the video of, was it Vice President Harris? It was actually in her kitchen with a gas stove.
I was just about to bring that up, yes. Like, literally not like weeks or so after she said something against gas stove, she took a picture with her and Dougie in the kitchen on a gas stove.
Yeah. So. And then there was the one of Chuck E. Schumer, who was grilling burgers on the grill that wasn't lit, but it was a gas grill, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Jeez.
For you, but not for me.
You know, in one other piece of, hey, we dodged that bullet, a little bit of jackassery here, Tim Walz. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, former failed candidate for vice president, has recently been going on what he calls a listening tour. Story here from 2 days ago on the New York Post. New York Post, Walz says the reason why, wait for it. Let me ask you this, JP, I'll do it this way. JP,
yeah.
Why do you think he believes he was chosen?
Oh, it's because he could talk, you know, the white guy code.
You heard this already?
I did.
Have you been looking at my notes?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Tim Walz actually comes out and says, I mean, he uses the inside words as outside words. He comes out and says, Walz says Harris chose him in part because, quote, I could talk to white guys watching football, fixing their truck, put them at ease. Basically, he says he was code talking white guys. What is that even? Code talking white guys.
This is the guy that didn't even know how to shoot a gun. So,
yeah.
I don't think she chose the right guy for that.
But he knows where the air filter is under the hood of his international scout. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think he knows that.
Wears a baseball cap while he does it. You know, he did serve in war. Well, not really. He carried weapons of war. Well, they weren't really weapons. You know what I'm trying to say, right? He was a soldier. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Tim Walz. That guy is such a goob. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. I got a little more of this jackassery, and then we'll move towards the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Friday afternoon. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're winding down this topic, but I'm telling you right now, there are piles and piles and like piles of jackassery out there. Just saying. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. If y'all could see how fast he reached for that button.
Just call me Doc Holliday.
There you go. Just like, wow. Story here that I think needs to be touched on. No. Not touched on. Needs to be browbeaten. This story needs to be like worn out. Like, don't let them forget what they've done. Is how much the Democrats have embedded themselves into the story that this guy, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father, who is now in prison in El Salvador, is anything but what they know him to be. They know exactly who they've got now, and yet they keep making pilgrimages down to El Salvador to have selfies done with him, and you look at it and go, my gosh, y'all. I think right now they're being trolled. I think right now, I think the Trump administration has gone ahead and just gone ahead and said, you know, tell you what, let's release what we've got like one day at a time. Give them a chance to hang themselves, release something else. Give them a chance to hang themselves and release something else. I don't know if you saw it, the video. They released the Tennessee State Troopers video when they pulled this guy, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, over, and it looked like he was human trafficking. What we're learning now is the issue was turned over to ICE under the Biden administration, and ICE chose to do nothing with it. And yet there he was with a very clear indication, all the indications were human trafficking.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they're so out of touch, they're defending this guy.
Well, the story right now on LifeZit, Dateline 2 days ago, is that a group of four Democratic lawmakers are now facing scrutiny about traveling down to El Salvador to advocate for the release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a Salvadoran national who was deported from the U.S. Story on LiveSet says that Representatives Maxwell Frost of Florida, Robert Garcia, California, Maxine Dexter, Oregon, and Yasemin Ansari of Arizona traveled to El Salvador and basically stayed in luxury hotels and had a big doings of a time. A 5-star hotel at the Hilton San Salvador, known for its scenic views and luxury accommodations. The hotel features rooms with vistas of San Salvador's volcano, an outdoor terrace, and a restaurant offering made-to-order local cuisine, including pupusas and margaritas. Okay. A tranquil retreat, it says on the website. All this to say, what we're looking at here is they're being accused now of using this as a junket to get a little photo time and have a vacation on the taxpayer dime. Here's the follow-up story. I pulled this one from The Bulwark. The Bulwark, Dateline yesterday. Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Leader, is saying he wants his Democrats to put an end to their El Salvador trips. Why? Because he knows it's jackassery. That's why. Jeffries is trying to talk it off. He's saying, our reaction is we know that Donald Trump has the lowest approval ratings of any modern president. No. But what he's also saying behind the scenes is we're told they want to let the El Salvador stuff slow down, please. He's repeatedly telling House Democrats that, you know, we'll openly fight for release of Mr. Abrego Garcia. But at the same time, he's urging them in the background, you're doing too many favors for the Republicans by continuing to fly down there for no good reason. It's not worth the photo ops. It's not worth what it's doing to us. So basically, here's what you got. I put a film on my social media this morning. I do a drive time, like I thoughts on the morning drive is what it's called. And this morning what I said was the Democrat Party has turned into the party of no. They don't have anything. They have no policies. They have no leadership. They have no ability to project hope. They have become just the party of no Trump. And so anything that he does, there are going to be members of that party who will rush to the idea that their job in life is not to project anything that is beneficial or statesmanlike. Their job is to say no. That's all they want. And that's where they are right now. And so they've now embedded themselves so deeply in the lexicon of no that they don't know what else to do. They have boxed themselves in. They have so given in to the idea that Kilmer Abrego Garcia is somehow their hero that they are just not able to grasp what it is they're doing to themselves and their party by rushing down to El Salvador for more photo ops. Hakeem Jeffries at least gets it and is urging them in the background to please stop. Please. I just don't do it anymore. We'll see. Photo ops are like, you know, candy to a baby. I mean, when it comes to Democrats especially. John from Huntsville just texted in, just wondering, but is it rainy in Gadsden? Nope, it's beautiful blue skies. He said, it's thunderstorming like crazy in Huntsville. Nope. He said, my weather radio's already gone off like 5 times. Brother, not here.
It is gorgeous out here actually right now.
We're staring out the golf course, kind of thinking we wish we were outside.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming right back. It's Friday afternoon. You know what that means. Little JP on sports. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.